USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force says they're encouraged that the average fatality rate continues to be low and steady in states where coronavirus is surging. The briefing taking place at the Department of Education as the president is continuing to push for the reopening of schools this fall, to which Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says is necessary.
The pediatrics guidance concluded that everyone should start with a goal of having students physically present in school. Fully open and fully operational means that students need a full school year or more, and it's expected it will look different depending on where you are. What's clear is that students and their families need more options.
The Supreme Court ruled in favor of President Trump's effort to give employers more leeway in refusing to provide free birth control to their workers under Obamacare. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question, your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Like many clothing companies around the United States, Levi's is planning layoffs. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories. Levi's had to temporarily close their stores due to the virus. Many of the department stores that sell its jeans were also closed. Levi Strauss & Company said the second quarter revenue sank by 62%.
Harvard and MIT are suing the Trump administration over its new policy barring international students from coming to or remaining in the United States if their classes are taught entirely online. The suit, filed in a U.S. district court in Boston, says the new policy is arbitrary and capricious. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The United States reported about 60,000 new coronavirus cases, a single-day record, according to Johns Hopkins University, with infections continuing to rise rapidly in states such as Florida and Texas. White House Chief Economic Counsel Larry Kudlow joins Fox News and shares what he believes this means to the economy moving forward.
Look, we've got these pockets. There's no question about it. We've got these hot spots: Texas, Florida, California, Arizona. Perhaps a little bit in Georgia. We've also got some declines, by the way. New York and New Jersey have come back down, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
How will it affect the economic numbers? Well, we're looking very, very carefully. This is probably a July story. You're right, we don't have the July jobs number. We've had tremendous bursts of jobs in May and June. Yesterday it was reported tremendous record hiring rates, for example. People are starting to quit their jobs again, which is extraordinary, in order to shop around for even better jobs and wages. Look, we're just looking at it. I think these issues are tough. There's a lot of heartburn here, a lot of heartbreak here.
And finally, as part of the Paycheck Protection Program, many banks are going to be receiving huge sums of money. The Wall Street Journal reporting that banks will split $24 billion with J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and Bank of America, splitting between $1.5 and $2.6 billion in fees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.